Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of Uncanny Treks. We will be talking about Deadpool 3, or Deadpool and Wolverine, I believe, as it's called. I am Matt in the Southland. That is Bob in Cascadia. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm not doing great, Matt, because I'm about to have to listen to you for 45 minutes about Wolverine, a.k.a. Deadpool 3.
Gonna give you a heads up, Bob, that I will not be talking about Deadpool 3 for more than 45 minutes. What do you already know about Deadpool 3?
I know that Robert Downey Jr. is gonna play Dr. Doom.
Bob, spoilers for the entire MCU in the next 10 years. The hell's wrong with you? Ruining it for everybody. Anyway, we'll be talking about everything that happens in Deadpool, all the characters, spoiling whatever, everything, anything. So if you haven't seen it, you plan on seeing it, don't listen any further. All right.
Okay, so you're saying Dr. Doom does not appear in Deadpool 3.
Oh, no, Bob, no. That was a big surprise today.
I think it's a terrible announcement, as we talk about on our San Diego show, but still a huge announcement about Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. I saw some people online saying, and I agreed with them, that that was like stepping on Deadpool and Wolverine in a weird way.
Yeah, I think so, too, on Deadpool 3's parade.
The only other spoiler I saw, which I didn't even initially know was a spoiler, but I saw somebody had posted like a bunch of images of Gambit. And at first I assumed that they were just like weird Gambit from the comics, Gambit from the cartoon. And
yeah.
Had like what looked like a live action Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, is that just some sort of like fan edit or AI generation? And then I thought nothing else about it. But as I was scrolling down the page, I saw like the first comment was somebody screaming about spoilers. And I just thought it ironic that the actual image of Gambit was not a spoiler to me, but the person complaining that it was a spoiler actually created a spoiler, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm going to tell you something, Bob. My wife watches Entertainment Tonight, and they're showing stuff about Deadpool. Okay, whatever. And I'm watching it, and Deadpool's coming out this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And they show them at a press conference, and they go, but not only is Ryan Reynolds coming back as Deadpool, there's Jennifer Garner as Elektra, Wesley Snipes as Blade, Channing Tatum as Gambit, and Chris Evans. But he's not coming back as Captain America. He'll be the Human Torch. They said all that on Entertainment Tonight while I'm just sitting there. And I'm so angry. Like, why go through the trouble of telling me who they're playing? They never do that, ever.
Still would have been.
Yeah, but I at least it would have been, I don't know, it's not 100% that's what it is.
So the Jennifer Garner thing, actually, I didn't know that, but you saying that, that actually makes sense that you would want to have Elektra chilling with Wolverine and Deadpool. In hindsight, it makes perfect sense. I want to say I did call when you were saying that. I was, oh, so they're going to do Chris Evans as Human Torch, because it's the same thing that the Flash movie just did. I'm bad at recognizing actors and actresses, so it just registered to me as live-action Gambit. It didn't necessarily register as Channing Tatum Gambit.
We had Wesley Snipes as Blade. It was very surprising and to see him, because he looks just as good. He pulled off all these awesome moves that was Blade throughout the film. Jennifer Garner did it, really. Jennifer Garner was a convincing Elektra, even though the original Elektra sucked.
Did you actually see that one?
No, my wife surprisingly did.
Oh, interesting. See the Daredevil?
Yes. Yes, I did see that. Apparently, there's a special edition of that film. But
well, Matt, I'm sorry that the lying fake news mainstream media has even worse spoiler policies than, like, social media. So I'm sorry that happened.
I think I can trust those types of things, but apparently not.
Did they think, since it was, like, it started presumably Thursday night, did they think, oh, it's 24 hours, we're good?
I guess. I'm I'll just boycott them, but, you know, I'm not the one really watching it.
Did you go see this with your wife?
Yes, Bob, I did.
I'm more interested in her reaction than your reaction.
We went to see it. The original thing was that she was excited because Taylor Swift was presumed to be in the film.
That was going to be my next question.
And she was, but then they confirmed Taylor Swift was not in the film. And then people were like, well, hold on, maybe she really is in the film. And that's just us telling us she's not. It's just a ruse. But then I'm like, no, I think they're literally telling you she's not in the film so that when you go to the theater and you watch this movie, you have someone to play yourself. She liked the film. But I'm just saying, if you were going to it just because you thought you were going to see Taylor Swift, and you had no idea who any of these other characters were or anything, or had no connection with any of them, you're not going to have a good time.
Had your wife seen any of the prior Deadpool?
She had seen one and two.
Know who any of the four like big cameos?
She, when she saw Wesley, and I thought this was hilarious, and she thought, she's like, don't make fun of me for this, but it's hilarious. And it made me, it actually gave me a really good thought about this. She, when Wesley Snipes showed up, she thought it was the guy from Ghostbusters. I understand why you think that. Because you've got these movies where these people keep coming back from the past. We just watched Frozen Empire, and one of the other ones, they just show up. It's like the same plot over and over again.
You guys watch Frozen Empire? Was the trailer not enough to scare you?
It wasn't as bad as they made it out to be.
I would rather watch Lady Ghostbusters.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Have you ever seen Lady Ghostbusters?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you need to see the first film at least before you die.
But I saw the trailer to Frozen Empire 100 times, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
After we discuss this today, you're not going to talk about Deadpool Wolverine anymore.
I'm saying it's not the bridge to bringing the X-Men into the Marvel Universe, man.
I don't know. The whole film was meant to be this giant allegory type thing, telling you this story about how Marvel's going downhill, and you can still tell comic book stories, superhero stories, you know, the right way, and, you know, putting characters in their costumes, even if they're comic book accurate, still okay.
Oh, that's interesting, because I saw a tweet from Hideo Kojima that I'm still not entirely sure if it was real or photoshopped or whatever, but it was basically saying something similar, that it was taking the fourth wall breaking of Deadpool to the point where it's just like an allegory about the different versions of superheroes and how they interact with the studio.
Oh, it totally is. The whole film is that. So if that's what you think you'd ever want to watch, and that's one
not
thing.
Really, no.
Yeah. Well, going back to my wife, you know, you're talking about her understanding of the film. Like, I'm all into that kind of stuff. You know, I know Disney and what they've been buying out, Marvel and Sony.
We should all be more like your wife and be free of that detailed knowledge of the capitalist intellectual property system.
Well, she knew some of it, so she was able to get, like, some of the jokes, but then there's others that were just, like, super deep cuts, and I'm just laughing. I'm the only one who got that joke.
So your wife enjoyed it, but was mystified by some references, and it sounds like you enjoyed it, too, despite Entertainment Tonight hitting you with the massive spoilers.
Massive spoilers. And overall, I have to ask her to rank the Deadpool films. She said this one was the worst of the three.
Oh, interesting.
She likes the first one best. They go in descending order.
Is it because the first one is the purest in focus on, like, Ryan Reynolds as a mercenary who tells jokes, and as you layer in more references, whether to X-Force or the whole multiverse, it just kind of dilutes the enjoyment for people who are just there for Ryan Reynolds telling jokes and doing violence?
Yes, exactly. That's kind of what I asked her, that same question. Was there ever a point you were so confused that it threw you off? And she said, not really. I just knew that there were just some jokes that were going over my head, but the overall plot itself was very clear, which is how these movies need to be. But at the same time, that's an art.
She didn't watch The Flash, right?
Yeah, with my brother.
I would have been curious if she had seen The Flash, how she responded to the tube, since it seems like The Flash was doing very much the same thing, but just less well and less fun.
And a lot of those ideas are the same thing. And the whole multiverse thing, like, Deadpool even pokes fun at all that stuff, too, because they have the Deadpool core that show up. They're kind of funny. He's looking for a Wolverine to replace the Wolverine that was lost in Logan, the film Logan.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to ask how this kind of squared itself with Logan, since a lot of people really like Logan and think it's a great end for Wolverine and Hugh Jackman.
Well, that's not the real end, Bob, because for that timeline's Logan, see, Deadpool exhumes the body of Wolverine, and it's just a skeleton, a metal skeleton.
I think that is a reference to something they did in the comics.
Did he then fight the TVA with it?
I don't think so.
Did Deadpool take Wolverine's claws and put them on himself?
I'm sure at some point he has done something like that.
Did he put one set of claws in one set of TVA guy's nuts while he put the other set of claws in another guy's ass and go back and forth with it? That's
certainly a choice.
That happened.
Oh, Pete was in this.
As Pete Wisdom plays... Hold up.
That's disgusting. Pete Wisdom should be British. He's basically, Pete Wisdom is Marvel John Constantine.
I don't remember Pete Wisdom in this film.
Car salesman.
Oh, that Pete?
Well, he sounds like he's not, the character in the comics is Marvel John Constantine. So he's English and he like dates Kitty Pryde in the 90s.
No, I don't think they're anything alike.
Well, it sounds like it is supposed to be this version of Pete Wisdom, but that's terrible.
That guy's friend.
Gross. Oh, Pyro from the X-Men movies is on it.
Yeah, let me give you a rundown on villains, Bob. You've got Cassandra Nova, who is probably one of the highlights of the film.
Yeah, I saw her in the trailer, and they did seem in the scene they showed in the trailer. I was like, oh, that's a pretty cool use of Cassandra Nova.
Yeah, at one point she says she's going to murder her.
Good for her.
Then there's Sabretooth, Bob. It's the Sabretooth from the very first X-Men film.
Oh, man. That's funny because it's not even really showing up in the cast list.
Yeah. Then you got Pyro, like you mentioned. There's Toad, Callisto, Azazel, Juggernaut from The Last Stand.
I saw Azazel in the trailer.
Yeah, you have this is the Juggernaut from The Last Stand film, because his helmet becomes a key piece to solving the problem in the film. And you had Lady Deathstrike and Psylocke were in there as well. But Bob, I want to go back. I said you have a montage of Wolverines, of he's going back in time trying to get the Wolverine that he needs. And the funniest moment in the film is when he goes back in time and there's a bar, and Wolverine's at the bar. It's Hugh Jackman, and he's got a perfect-looking Wolverine outfit. Looks like, you know, the perfect age, perfect everything. Then he steps down from the bar, Bob. He's only, like, 4'8".
That's hilarious.
It was awesome.
It meant nothing to me.
Comic-accurate Wolverine, Bob. It was the best.
He's got to be at least this tall to ride this ride.
Henry Cavill, Bob.
Oh, Henry Cavill's in this?
As a Wolverine.
Interesting.
There's an Age of Apocalypse Wolverine. With, like, the stupid hand thing.
But that's not Henry Cavill.
No. Cavill just looks exactly like Wolverine should look. Cavill looks like Wolverine from Origins. He looks really good. I would not doubt they may consider casting him at some point.
Interesting.
You get an accurate Age of Apocalypse. He's missing a hand. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, all this is to the power of love. He's literally fighting and meeting these Wolverines to the power of love by Huey Lewis. You've got Old Man Logan, Patch. You get to see the brown suit one, Bob. The brown suit Wolverine about to fight the Hulk. You have Wolverine being crucified on the X to the power of love. This is the best scene ever. Hands down, one of the funnier montage scenes they've done. I mean, right there with the Quicksilver stuff from the X-Men films.
Interesting. Yeah. So I have like two major questions. Is the Wolverine Hugh Jackman playing in this, is it supposed to be the same character from all of the X-Men movies, but just not Logan? Or to what extent does the movie explain what Wolverine it is?
It's a Wolverine from a certain Earth where Wolverine failed to save the X-Men.
Okay.
And they're all dead.
So he's not at all the Hugh Jackman Wolverine we've known. He's from a different era where the X-Men wear comics accurate uniforms and where he failed to save the X-Men?
Yes. I believe so. I think that's the route they're going.
Sorry, this is a sub question then. What does Undoing Logan have to do with the plot then? If this is still just, you have the entire timeline of like Fox X-Men. But then somehow this movie, like, undoes Logan.
There's a whole plot, Bob, that I liked. Logan is what you call an anchor point.
Okay.
Do you want me to go further?
Does that
give you an idea?
Let me try to just keep it to yes or no question. Does the movie undo Logan?
No.
Okay.
That Wolverine's dead.
So Deadpool goes to that timeline or that universe and plays with that Wolverine's corpse in the way you were describing earlier, that Wolverine's skeleton.
That's the Wolverine from Deadpool's actual timeline.
Oh, that's the Wolverine from this.
Yeah.
And has it ever been made clear? Because at some point, right, Deadpool was in the Fox universe. Is that right?
Right. That would be the Fox timeline then, that one.
Okay, it would be the Fox timeline.
Yes.
That would be the skeleton of the Wolverine from Logan?
Yes. And that's the one that he fights. He beats the crap out of all these TVA people with the skeleton.
Okay. And then the other set, and maybe this will produce a couple other questions. So the big cameos that you had spoiled for you were Elektra, Blade, Gambit, and the Human Torch. Yes. Are they all in the movie for about the same length of time?
They're about in the same amount of time, but they have longer, it's longer than 5 minute cameos, some of them. Like, there actually is a little, each of them have their own, like, unique scenes. And there's one more character, Bob, I think we left, I don't think we got to her, because I know you didn't care much, but Daphne Keene, it was X-23.
I'm seeing this in the thing. Yeah. And so they all, both Laura, Elektra, Gambit, and Blade, and Human Torch all get their 5 to 10 minutes of fame, is what you're telling me?
Yes. Yeah. But they kind of group Elektra, Blade, and Gambit together as, like, meeting. They each have their own line and all that kind of crap, and they talk and about what's going on. Channing Tatum's accent is apparently very accurate to, like, what Cajun should sound like, but he's so hard to understand. That comic suit on film, that's one of those you look at and you're like, okay, I've always wanted to see this, but now I know why I haven't. It's just not that attractive in live action. That's one of those comic suits that I just don't think works well. Although him fighting in it was kind of cool, seeing someone like that, but it just comes off so much as, like, a dude cosplaying.
And then I guess my last overall question. So does this end with, like, reality restored and Deadpool back in his own, like, kind of Fox universe timeline? Or does it end with, like, Deadpool, like, bridging his timeline with the MCU's? Like, does it do anything like that?
It bridges the Wolverine that he brings back into his timeline is now with him.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're going to do something.
So you could do a Deadpool and Wolverine.
Correct.
This isn't really setting up then anything about what the X-Men would look like in the MCU when they eventually do go that route after Doom Quest.
Yeah, nothing that was set up. Not even this. There was a post-credits trailer type thing that was more of like a goodbye to the 20th Century Fox stuff.
Oh,
and it was set to that song, Time of Your Life or whatever. It was showing behind the scenes footage and stuff of the old X-Men films being made and the older Fantastic Four films being made, produced.
Wow.
But then there was
I didn't expect it would go so hard with nostalgia for that stuff.
It really did. And then the final post scene, like after all the credits and everything, it was just Deadpool doing something that was related to the story that he was trying to claim that Chris Evans' Human Torch was, like, said all these awful things, and it has Chris Evans saying, like, horrible, horrible things in, like, a really awful New York accent. He said Deadpool's putting words in his mouth, but then he did. The running joke is that Deadpool then proves it at the very end of the film. They really did say those things about Cassandra Nova. Oh, now, they do go full on out and give you, like, in full exposition, like, how Cassandra Nova exists. Yeah, it was just a little too, like, there's, like, so much exposition right there. It was, like, it's just a big exposition dump. I'm like, oh, you have to know about Charles Xavier, Professor X. You know, you tried to murder him in utero. They did not go so far, though, as talk about the sewage thing, though. About ending up in the sewer. So,
does it seem like she's the Cassandra Nova for Patrick Stewart's Professor X, or is she just some other multiverse's Cassandra Nova?
Oh, definitely. She looks just like Magdalene. It's complicated.
What else do our listeners need to know about Deadpool?
I mean, that's really it. I think we've spoiled it all, Bob. They're most likely going to have Deadpool in Marvel, and Deadpool are friends now. Wolverine's in that same universe, so Wolverine's now in Deadpool.
But it seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, but from what you're describing, it seems to me very unlikely that they would want to use this Hugh Jackman Wolverine to do MCU X-Men, because it seems like he has so much baggage, like even more so than regular Hugh Jackman Wolverine.
I don't know, because they keep hinting, like the entire movie, they kept hinting at Wolverine doing this until, or Hugh Jackman doing it until he's 90 years old.
Oh, wow. That's
like funny. Like the joke was mentioned, like they made that joke at least 3 times.
That's kind of funny. Hugh Jackman is becoming Wolverine in the sense that, like, Wolverine in the comics is like this really old dude who, like, does the same thing all the time. Like there is something there. I don't know if that's the valence of the joke they're going for, but there's an extra layer there.
But that's the thing, Bob. With each film, though, it seems like he finally gets to do more. There's a fight scene on the bus, Bob, that is incredible. Like just the choreography of the fight on the bus, it's amazing. So there are some really well thought out scenes in this film. That you get to see Wolverine do stuff with his mask on, which we've never seen.
That's interesting.
When they were showing the thing in the post credits, Bob, they showed like an interview from when the first X-Men came out. I mean, he looks like a damn baby. It's crazy. I mean, he looks like 18-year-old Wolverine. But see, in my brain, I still picture him, you know, when I think back to what he looked like, but it's not how he looked.
Matt, have we completed our coverage of Deadpool and Wolverine 3?
Sure have, Bob. You know, maybe there's another Deadpool movie coming out. I would like a Deadpool Christmas special.
Well, thanks, Matt. I learned a lot.
I'm telling you, Bob, I gotta say, I would put it further up there. It's not one of the best. One day you and I will have to rank the Marvel films again.
I'm not going to, there are no more Marvel films for me to watch. I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah, like what am I supposed to watch?
These nuts.
Well, Matt, as soon as you send me a well-lit video, as opposed to that poorly lit garbage you normally send me. It's not. But yeah, no, I'm not going to watch Captain America 4 because I'm not watching that stupid Falcon and Winter Soldier miniseries, which I feel like I will need to have seen to understand Captain America 4.
Now that I've seen the trailer, like I've watched if you've not seen the Winter Soldier stuff yet or the television piece, there's too much to watch. It's just
And ordinarily, I'm not a good bellwether for average American moviegoer taste, but I feel on this I am. I've seen the first three Captain America movies. I saw them all in theaters. I like them well enough, I'm not hostile to a fourth one, but I am hostile if I have to watch like an 8-episode miniseries.
Yeah.
And to be clear, I'm totally fine with the Falcon being Captain America. That's totally fine. It's just that I don't want to watch a stupid miniseries. I don't know if they're going to do a Doctor Strange 3. If they are, it's a long way off. It sounds like they're not going to do any more Guardians of the Galaxy. It sounds like if they do any more of that, it's going to be like a Star-Lord miniseries on Disney+, which I am no way I'm watching that. Thunderbolts looks boring. What else am I supposed to watch from this universe, Matt?
Maybe the universe will make something for you. You will be satisfied.
They did a Thor 5 where you didn't have to have seen the Loki show, or if they did a Doctor Strange 3 where you didn't have to see a Disney miniseries, I would probably watch them.
You would definitely, for Deadpool 3, if you were going to have watched this film, it would be better to watch the Loki series, at least to even be able to follow what's going on with the TVA.
I mean, you wouldn't have had to have watched all of them, but ideally you would have watched, 10 prior, something like 10 prior X-Men movies, 2 seasons of Loki, 3 Blade movies, 2 Fantastic Four movies, Daredevil and Elektra. Do I have that right?
Yeah, if you really wanted to enjoy this film, you would have to have watched the entirety of the MCU. There's so much I refer to, mate. Like, if you want to get every Easter egg. I didn't go into any detail like with some of the Easter egg shit, but yeah, it gets wild.
Yeah, see, this is why you got to have reboots, man. Well, at least with Deadpool, like there's a certain amount of, given that it's comedy, you can sort of just forget prior stuff. Have I suffered enough, Matt?
You've suffered enough, Bob, and we're not even at 40 minutes yet. Congratulations, yeah. Bob.
All right, Matt. Do you want the privilege of signing us off?
Yes. This has been Matt in the Southland. Thank you for listening to Uncanny Treks. Please check out our Patreon for our Patreon-exclusive content.
See, Matt, now I know how oppressed you feel when I say thank you for listening instead of letting you say it. Should say thank you for listening.
Go for it, Bob.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.